farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Government to partner with Newport First Sand to set up 186 school gardens in public schools island-wide. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Government is to partner with local fertilizer manufacturer Newport First Sand Jamaica Limited to establish 186 gardens in public schools across the island. The initiative forms part of government's National School Garden Program. The School Garden Program aims to get young people to recognize and accept the role they play in food production, to select careers in agriculture, and to see agriculture as a viable business option. The Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry will work with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, to undertake the initiative. Minister without portfolio in the ministry, J.C. Hutchinson, says the gardens to be established this year will provide crops for the school's breakfast program.
We want to teach the students the best practices in agriculture, and also these school gardens will be for the extension officers as demonstration plots.
The initiative is expected to assist in encouraging students and teachers to consume locally grown produce. It will also give the students a sense of responsibility and help them develop traits of teamwork and cooperation. Managing Director Newport First Sand Dennis Valdez says the company will continue to collaborate with the government on initiatives that will benefit the agriculture sector.
This project is a project that we welcome because we are feeding, starting from our children, who will become tomorrow the men and women of our society.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. When visitor come up with fireside, we make pot smell sweet. Translation: when a visitor comes to our home, we make our meals palatable. And this means we are hospitable to visitors.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, them are doing next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
Man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey go help them forget more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information for plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, me not bother run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Tax Administration Jamaica is working to serve you even better. Have you used the upgraded electronic service RAISE 2? Through this online platform, you can check statement balances, start the application process for a taxpayer registration number, file income tax returns, and much more. No lines, no hassle. It's just a click away. Log on to jamaicatax.gov.jm or call 1-888-TAX-HELP for details. Use RAISE 2 and experience the upgrade.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.